time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. It's Wednesday, June 16th. Gold was taken down hard again yesterday, as the Mining Stock Journal is quick to point out. The entire price hit occurred shortly after the COMEX paper gold floor trading hours opened. Gold was sucker punched from 1872 to as low as 1854 before finding a bid, probably a short cover bid, from the COMEX banks. Gold settled at 1860. It's likely that no physical gold whatsoever traded during the sell-off. Likewise, silver took a beating with, again, the price takedown occurring primarily in the paper trading arenas of London and New York. Silver was banged down from $28.85 to $28.48 July basis. But silver, interestingly, snapped back to its pre-price attack level, settling at $28.80. From a big picture perspective, the Mining Stock Journal said that gold is almost always taken lower in the paper market ahead of a news announcement or event that is highly gold-friendly. Last week's takedown ahead of a hot CPI is a good example. This week, the Mining Stock newsletter said that it's probable the FOMC policy statement released this afternoon will be more dovish than is priced into the markets. If that's the case, the price management squad has demonstrated historically ad nauseum that it would prefer that the related big move higher in gold starts from 1850 rather than 1900. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first, a mention of today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Rio2. Rio2 is advancing the Phoenix Gold Project in Chile, the largest undeveloped gold heap leach project in the Americas. Phoenix consists of 5 million ounces in the measured and indicated resource category and 1.4 million ounces in the inferred resource category. With a robust PFS in place, Phoenix is set up for fast-tracked construction and production. You can find a list of project and company information on their website, rio2.com.
All right, here's what you need to know this morning. Clarity Gold shared their first drill results from approximately 2,600 meters of their ongoing 10,000-meter diamond drill program on the Destiny Project in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The results come from the western portion of the DAC zone that are designed to infill and confirm the mineralized structure and anticipated mineralization identified in historic drilling. Highlights included 3.68 grams per ton gold over 5.25 meters, which included a 2.1 meter subinterval of 18.64 grams per ton. Other results were 3.79 grams per ton gold over 4.45 meters, which also included a 0.8 meter interval of 20.36 grams per ton gold. The drills are now focused on infill and testing at depth on the recently acquired private lots where historic drilling intercepted high-grade gold mineralization. Clarity Gold trades on the CSE with CLAR and on the OTC with CLGCF. Rupert Resources reported new drill results from its Ikkari prospect, which is the focus of its ongoing exploration program at the Potavara project in the central Lapland Greenstone Belt of Finland. Results today included 3.1 grams per ton gold over 76 meters, starting at 248 meters, and as part of the infill program in the central portion of the discovery in a step-back hole beneath the intersected two strongly mineralized zones of 3.7 grams per ton gold over 77 meters from 245 meters, and 2.8 grams per ton gold over 65 meters, starting at 346 meters. Another hole demonstrated multiple zones of higher grade gold mineralization re-emerging at depth in the western section of Ikkari. It contained within a broad intercept of 1.9 grams per ton gold over 142 meters. Please read the full press release for the complete rundown of drill results this morning. Ikkari remains open in all directions. Rupert Resources trades on the TSX Venture with RUP. Millennial Precious Metals announced its first results from the Phase 1 drill campaign at the Red Canyon Project in Nevada. Gold assay results from holes 1RD and 2RD report oxidized mineralization throughout the full extent of the two drill holes. The first hole returned 2.6 grams per ton gold over 22 meters, while hole 2 returned 4.54 grams per ton over 54 meters and included a 5-meter interval of 19.16 grams per ton gold. Phase 1 drill holes were designed to test the extents of oxidized mineralization in the central zone of the Heavenly target while validating gold values with and lithology. Red Canyon is a Carlin-style sediment-hosted gold project in the heart of the Battle Mountain Eureka Mineral Trend, located 50 kilometers northwest of the town of Eureka and 37 kilometers southeast of the 20 million ounce Cortez Hills mine complex. The property consists of 6,500 acres containing several target zones. Millennial Precious Metals trades on the TSX Venture with MPM. Heliostar Metals shared drill results from the first four holes completed in 2021 at the Unga project in Alaska. Hole 2 returned 88.3 grams per ton gold over 3.05 meters, beginning 21.35 meters downhole. Hole 3, which was located 500 meters to the east, returned multiple intervals of mineralization, including 7.98 grams per ton gold over 4.57 meters. And 8.65 grams per ton gold over 10.67 meters. 27 holes have been completed, defining parallel veins over a strike length of 725 meters and vertical range of 140 meters. Mineralization remains open in all directions and drilling is ongoing. Heliostar trades on the TSX Venture with HSTR and on the OTCQX with HSTXF. Tarachi Gold announced diamond drilling has now commenced on the San Javier concession targeting the La Colorado gold-bearing breccia pipe discovered by Tarachi in the November and December 2020 drilling program. The purpose of this summer's four-hole diamond drilling program is to follow up on the positive results from last year by drill testing the breccia pipe down dip from last year's high-grade intercepts. We will be sure to report results once they become available in due time. Tarachi Gold trades on the CSE with TRG and on the OTCQB with TRGGF. I-80 Gold Corp says rehabilitation of underground drill bays is completed and underground drilling has commenced at the company's Granite Creek property located in Humboldt County, Nevada. The company's Getchell property has been renamed to Granite Creek to avoid confusion with the Getchell open pit located at the nearby Turquoise Ridge mine property. The Granite Creek Mine Project hosts both open pit and underground resources and is strategically located proximal to Nevada Gold Mine's Twin Creeks and Turquoise Ridge Mines at the north end of the Battle Mountain Eureka Trend at its intersection with the Getchell Gold Belt in Nevada. I-80 trade on the TSX with IAU and on the OTC with IAUCF. And Ethos Gold has entered into an earn-in agreement under which Ethos may return a 100% interest in a 325-hectare Fairbanks claim located on New World Island in Newfoundland. The project is contiguous to the company's Deep Cove and Virgin Arm properties and increases its land position at the Too Good project to over 118 square kilometers. The package comes at a cost of $200,000 and 1.7 million shares to be paid over the course of 2 years. Ethos Gold trade on the TSX Venture with ECC and on the OTCQB with ETHOF. That's it for the news briefing this morning. We'll be back later today with some more interviews and market commentary, so stay tuned. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Creek Digital and investment research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. I'm Trevor Hall. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decision.